Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network behind the schedule, but let's get the show started. Man, it's going down in Chi-Town. Everybody's getting arrested.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's end? Through the perilous fight,
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Every voice and say, till it in heaven ring with the harmony. Oh, let us rejoice and rise high. Loud as the Lord sea.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221. Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter, making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She
smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mine, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pin.
Mic check, 1, 2, what is it? Jesse Jackson snitching to the feds, that's the business? Man, today, man, it's kind of rocky day, but a shocky day. Me and my mother was just going back and forth. We was just going at it, man. You know, Jimbo, man, leave that boy alone. You know, you'll keep just putting that stuff out there in ways. You know, he ain't right. You know, I forgive him. You see, you know what I'm saying? I ain't out there pumping that guy up. You know, I ain't trying to bring him down. He got to worry about everybody that he's been around coming to him. He's trying to get that 5K1 letter. He's trying to do everything right. No press conference, no media attention. Cooperation in full with the federal government. Stepping down from office. You see, he's making room so he can go straight to the nut house after he snitches on everybody. Now, we got Karen Yarbrough, another part of the Jackson clan. She's in trouble. She just got elected. Before she even got sworn in, she's in trouble. She mess around and try to hire people before she get elected. She act like my girl. Well, they ain't going to beat her. I need to get Sherry Griffin on here. Like, Sherry wasn't even going to come up in there and do something. You know, she got, you know, at least a quarter of a million votes. She did her thing, though, but the election like a month away. But anyway, she violated Shackman Decree, you know. And here's a connection. She was making moves with Barnett, who was the number two lady in the hiring department to record her deed spot. Now, Barnett, guess what? She's a wife of Alderman Walter Barnett. And where I'm going with this, Walter Barnett was down with the Jesse White clan who plugged, got my man Derek Smith in trouble, who just got indicted. You see, the house of cards is falling down here in the shot. The once powerful family Jackson is shaking. And forget the Jacksons. What about the Daleys? Is a once powerful Daly clan shaking in his boots? Is that why Bill Daly had to step down, taking Rahm Emanuel's spot? Because he looked on the desk and saw that his nephew was going to be charged with manslaughter today. Yeah, the Daly's nephew had been charged with manslaughter for an assault on a dude, Veneco, back in 2004. Now, what's so live about this case is not only are they charging with manslaughter, they're going to see what took it so long to even get brought to a court. Because anytime you have someone aggressively attack somebody, which is self-defense, anything, a court has to be held to determine if it was self-defense or not. And that was 2004, 8 years ago. But now that is being unraveled. You got William Beavers, my man. Commissioner here. You see, this is what I mean by irony and timing. Beavers is in court today. And before all this Jesse Jackson stuff shook, Beavers came on TV and said, I'm going to try to find the loop. The feds came to me and they wanted me to wear a wire. And I told them I'm too old for that. I don't be wearing no wire. I'm an old man. And they said, "Why? Who they want you to wear a wire on?" They wanted me to wear a wire on Dodge Dozier, Bill Daly. Now the Daly's shaking their boots like, "We ain't under no investigation." And Beavers said, "Now they coming at me at the taxes. They said to pay my taxes. I took money from my campaign, I paid that money back, and I paid my taxes." See, the federal government was mad because it came out and said, "Hey, I'm not wearing a wire. They trying to snitch on people. I'm not snitching on nobody." Because the IRS didn't even step in the case and accuse him of not paying taxes. How the federal government is going to bring a tax charge against somebody when the IRS has not even investigated. But we'll see how that plays out in court. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how that plays out. And then there's the fact that he said a why, then Jesse gets shook down and goes and hiding. They make a move on Nyack, who's in there talking, wonder why he's in jail. You see, people are always trying to put Jesse with the Blagojevich hookup, not knowing was Jesse using Nyack, a dude who was known, notorious as Medicare fraud. What are you trying to use? A Medicare fraud investigated suspect to lay some money down on Rob Blagojevich. You see, Blagojevich found out that Jesse was wearing a wire. That's why he backed out. People forgot about that. He said, Jesse's wearing a wire, move out. So that's why Jesse would never get tagged with Blagojevich, because he's working for the government. In the Saturday Sun-Times, December 1st, 2012, they got a spot in the opinion page that says, should Jesse Jr. cooperate with the feds? And they're saying they could have him cooperate on such high-value targets as his father, his wife, his brother Yusuf, and his Budweiser distribution deal, and a host of other high. Well, the paper said they're looking at a high target Democratic female. You know, they ain't the Tillmans because we ain't in office, so they ain't us. Is it Lisa Madigan? See, I thought it was Tony Pratwinkle at first, but now I'm looking at Lisa Madigan because for the simple fact of the matter that now Anita Alvarez is in trouble. Anita Alvarez just got elected also to Cook County State's Attorney, Cook County Attorney here, the County Attorney, the County State's Attorney, I think that's called. Hope I'm saying it right. And she is being smeared with a cover-up of covering up the Daily Veneco case and protecting her boss, Dick Devine, which was her predecessor who had the job before she got the job. And then they wonder why the state attorney general, which is Lisa Madigan, how come she didn't step in and interject it or oversee it? See, the house of cards are about to fall. 347-838-9825. I'm going to try to bring up some audio on that, but it's anything y'all want to talk about. But right now, God is music. I am music, everybody. Common sense.
and obsolete. On every day to the top, you can't stop my heat. I taught Jay and Dre how to rock the beat. On what's going on today, yo, I got to speak. I take the stand, yo, you can feel me, man. Whether it's Larry Graham or Stiffy Dan. Live, I be killing it, man. For how long I survive, yo, I'm realer than man. Got a soft side, but I'm still a man. For me, women cry and children dance. I'm trying to eat. I could have got a meal of RAM, but like fly for the fam, still I stand. I am music.
Jackson Jr. cooperated with the feds article in Saturday's Sun-Times, December 1st, 2012. Many have written eloquently about Jesse Jackson Jr.'s sad fall. But now it's time for Jackson to focus on minimizing his penalty and reputational damage in order to preserve future opportunities for himself and his family. In this letter of resignation from Congress, Jackson echoed the defiance of Rob Blagojevich, suggesting a guilty plea is likely. Jackson also said he is cooperating with the feds investigators. But cooperation has a legal meaning far stronger than its common meaning. A defendant can be cooperative without cooperating in legal sense. That is, a defendant may promptly fulfill most of a prosecutor's specific pre-indictment requests, detailing his crimes, resigning from office, declining interviews, etc. But that won't be enough to receive an exclusive 5K1 letter. The government rewards a defendant who has helped them make case after case against others. A 5K1 letter is the best way to persuade a judge to depart downward from the federal sentencing guideline. The public typically associate politicians with ambition, but many investigators are simply motivated. Law enforcement officials know that people who prosecuted Joe Sixpack are first in line for promotions. The chosen and those who write books appear on TV or even seek office themselves are investigators who pursue the big scout. See, Congressman-elect George Holding, the prosecutor who indicted John Edwards and then resigned to seek office before the trial. There lies Jackson's problem, opportunity. He's surrounded by possible high-value targets. His father, the famed civil rights leader who runs Operation Push. His lovely wife, Sandra, and prominent Chicago alderman. His brother, Jonathan and Yusuf, businessmen, activists, who own lucrative beer distributors. Purchased after their father had organized a boycott of the brewery products. Dozen of high-level public officials with whom he mingles with. Sometimes columnist Mike Sneed reported Friday that Jackson, in fact, is singing with the voice of an eloquent canary, and that the feds are interested in all he knows about the powerful Dems in Chicago. But they most likely are interested in a powerful Dem female. Now, we're going to take a break right here because I'm going ahead reading on. I'm in the studio on the Dolo, waiting for my AT to come in the spot. But I'm about to go ahead and kick to my break. What I do all the time around this time is go to the break. All right, DD, you heard enough. I ain't say no cuss words now. All right, baby doll, time to go to bed. Amy, me, put her to sleep. Hey, I got my auntie Dot in town from New Jersey, man. She's telling me it's going down there. Car got smashed by a tree and all that. Yeah, she's down here consoling my grandmother about the loss of her son, Benny, my uncle, the great Benny Lee Tillman, brother of the world's greatest blues drummer, Jimmy Lee Tillman, my father. And speaking of the world's greatest blues drummer, this is where I got my soul. From Jimmy Lee Tillman the First. And so, here you go, Pop.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I do no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it. Things up. I like Johnny Mathis, but I can't do that stuff. Jimmy got soul.
got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy and delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Should Jesse Jr. cooperate with the feds? Part 2. Prosecutor assumes Jackson is aware of other wrongdoings, so should he inform on his family? I repeat. Prosecutor assumes Jackson is aware of other wrongdoings. Should he inform on his family? I repeat. Prosecutor assumes Jackson is aware of any wrongdoings. If he other wrongdoings, should he inform on his family, friends, or former colleagues? There are many reasons, too. First and foremost, it's the best way to reduce his sentence and receive and as a recipient of a 5K1 letter must provide substantial assistance to the government. Though there are other grounds for downward departure for Jackson could qualify, including the defendant's extraordinary mental and emotional condition, but none beats a 5K1 letter. Two, though it would be unpleasant to inform on close friends or relatives, it won't be the most painful form of cooperation. The wearing of a wire is far too late for that. Three, revealing everything might help him clear the decks and move on psychologically. Four, revealing everything likely precludes future prosecution. Five, if he receives a prison sentence, he could receive a more favorable placement. Of course, anyone facing such difficult decisions should carefully weigh the pros and cons. There are also reasons not to inform. One, upon arrival in prison, offenders who shorter sentence upon arrival in prison, offenders with shorter sentence than other crimes with warrant are often asked to show your papers. And since they are suspected of having snitched, and they cannot show evidence to the contrary, they have a hard time. I won't go into the details here, but snitches are only a notch above pedophilia. Informing will cost him friendship. That would mean fewer prison visits, fewer letters, a book set, books sent in the mail, fewer people to help and reemerge upon release. Three, it is inconceivable to imagine a political future for Jackson, Congressman Al C. Haston, Democrat of Florida, was once a federal judge, impeached for bribery and perjury by a 413-3 U.S. House vote, then convicted and removed by the Senate. Washington, D.C. Mary Berry is another comeback story, informing another hinder and potential resurrection. Back to A.C. Hastings. He's a Florida Republican now. He got impeached for perjury while he was a judge. That's why the similarities of Jesse Jackson could have a time off. Four, perhaps the famous play prosecutors only want to prosecutors only want the good juicy leads to attempt to form may not yield the preferred high value targets. This will leave Jackson having harm friendships without offsetting benefits. Since the government has the leverage, they don't give 5K1 letters until they receive the desired information. Informing might also have an adverse psychological effect. During my first month in prison, an inmate with whom I unloaded trucks noticed my bitterness toward my ex-best friend, who had gotten me admit on tape signing a false affidavit. "You're going to have one messed up year," he said, "but that guy with the wire going to have one messed up life. Won't be able to look in the mirror at himself no longer." I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that when I decided against wearing a wire, resigned and pled guilty, a burden was lifted. Prison was no picnic, the writer goes on to say, but every day since I resigned has been better than the last. That's something Jackson should remember. While there's no suffice way to avoid prison or assure of easy bid, in many respects, the hardest part ended the day the story hit. Now, Jeff Smith is a former Minnesota State Senator, is a professor of politics advocacy at the New School of New York. He declined to cooperate with investigators following an investigation into campaign mailer and spent 2010 in federal prison for obstruction justice. And that's his take on Junior. Oh, well, check this out. Let me go to the board. I see my girl Dana in the house, a Jesse Jackson supporter. What it do, black woman? How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
All right, so your boy's in there snitching on his family. How'd that sound?
You say he did what?
Your boy in jail snitching on his family. How'd that sound?
What you mean he in jail? No, that could be a rumor. We don't know what he in there doing.
No, like they said this. No, you're right. We don't know what he in there doing. I don't think he snitched on his family neither, but there's, like I was reading earlier, he's trying to get a 5K1 letter. 5K1 letter is a letter that knocks you down, probably your probation license, and puts you in easy stay prison. And the only way you get one of those letters is A, you crazy, or B, you give the government everything they want, or all the information you know, or everybody who's been doing stuff. And it's so funny, Dana, you know Daly's nephew got indicted today? A Daly got indicted today. You hear me, Dana? A Daly got indicted today for manslaughter. A Daly.
Okay. So does
now
that
check
mean
it out. No, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that he snitched on the Daily person, that the federal government is ratcheting up everything they got on everybody. Now by them, now let me just give you a replay how the spider hits the link. Now, I'm gonna start from the beginning. Then jump to the end, then jump back to the beginning. Just roll with me, Dana. You're tall enough to follow me. Now, anyway, there's a state rep by the name of Derek Smith. Derek Smith got arrested on receiving a $7,000 bribe. He admitted that he was set up, that someone told him to receive this package and take it and bring it to them. And he got caught with the money. Now, the feds don't want him. They want Jesse White. You know what Jesse White is, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Secretary of State of Illinois, right? They want the black Secretary of State of Illinois. Now,
okay.
Jesse White said they ain't after me. And they want Walter Barnett. Walter Barnett is an alderman of 27th Ward on the north side. They ain't after me neither. We ain't got nothing. So, Derek Smith goes to the state. He gets elected, goes to the state house in Illinois, so everybody votes to kick him out, right? So when they vote to kick him out, he comes back and wins the election. So they can't kick him out twice. Now, one of the politicians that voted to kick him out was named Ford, LaShawn Ford. LaShawn Ford, the state rep on the west side, he just got caught up a bank fraud. He was on the radio screaming, "The feds had you all tight. They had put everything screws on you. But when I pulled the plea back from him, now I'm in trouble too." Now, LaShawn Ford had the feds all on his back. But yet, LaShawn Ford tried to vote to get somebody else with the feds on his back out. Now, which led me to believe that the feds got almost everybody in the city all running scared. Now, back to the Daly situation with Vinneco. Vinneco was a guy murdered by Daly's nephew in 2004. And there's a cover-up not to prosecute it or bring it to trial or court. Special investigators were held or what have you. But now, fast forward back to today's trial, there's a guy by the name of Beavers who Jesse Jackson got out of office, went on TV and said, they want you to wear a wire and try to fish out all these people. I'm not wearing a wire. Now the feds are coming after me on some tax fraud. The IRS ain't came back to me. I paid the money back and I paid my taxes. What it is, they max ain't wear a wire. I got proof. Here's my papers. Here's my proof that they said, stitch on the dailies, stitch on Todd Stroger. Now back to Veneco now. So now back, now we're back to the Veneco case, which is Daily Nephew. And
I got to pull it up.
Hold on, right. Now I'm going back and forth. Now back to the Daily case. Now, the Daily case got pushed off when Daily was in office. Now, there's a prosecuting attorney by the name of Dick Devine, who was Cook County attorney. Dick Devine pushed it off. There's another attorney named by the name of Anita Alvarez. She just got sworn in today. On the day she gets sworn in, they asked her, hey, how come? What's the wise man? Took so long since 2004 for this case to come up. She said, I sent it to the state's attorney and for special prosecutor, and they never sent it back. The special prosecutor is Lisa Madigan. Lisa Madigan is this high-ranking Democratic official that the feds are looking for Jesse Jackson snitch on. But now they got Lisa Madigan, the state's attorney. She got sworn in today. Bam. Now check it out. The Cook County Board of Assessors. This chick named Karen Yarbrough. Karen Yarbrough, wife. I forget Ann Burnett. I think I forget her first name. Right now, Miss Barnett was recorder of deeds. She's in charge of jobs. Karen Yarbrough is running for recorder of deeds. The election's in November and September 15th, September 20th sometime. She told her girl Barnett to freeze on the hind so I get elected. Let me bring my people in, which violated the Sacramento decree. Now that gets Barnett in trouble. Barnett, back to Barnett, Walter Barnett, back to the Smith game, back in charge of the Smith game, which is back in charge of the White game. Now, Smith, Barnett, Ford, White, they all connected with Jesse Jackson. Now, which always goes back to the Veneco. So, we got a brand new state attorney. The feds looking at her. She just got elected today. We got a brand new county recorder of deeds. Feds looking at it right now. Boom. We have the feds looking at Secretary of State. Next to come up for that. He about to retire. I'm not running no more. He already said it. This is why I'm done. I'm out. Looking at the alderman. Now, the funny part where I'm coming at is that out of all of these people getting looked at now is coming on the heels of Jesse Jackson turning himself in and talking to the federal government. Now, everything's connected because he mix and mingle the mixes. He was the big power man, like I said. They're nonprofit organizations that's about to fall. Their churches about to fall. There's so many people about to fall because, you know, how people can splice tapes together and put things on. You know? Me and my mother talk about that today. You know, I was like, nah, mom, that's why it's hard to even have friends, you know? Like I told the situation about my campaign manager, this guy coming in, guys wearing wires, you know. And I don't, you know, I know I ain't said nothing foul or did nothing, you know, buck wild or anything erroneous, but the simple fact that why you come around with me, why? I'm a nobody. You know, I'm not that important.
I think it's just like they say, the chickens are coming home to roost. You know, they say people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And to me, if a person is doing dirty, eventually it's going to come out. You can't do wrong and think you're just going to get away with wrong all the time. You know what I'm saying? You get a couple of slip-bys. You get a couple of, oops, nobody was paying attention. But eventually, the truth will come out. You know, and
right.
Sometimes we play long and hard for those truths to come out, but eventually they come out. Now, I'm not saying that he did it, and you know that I believe I still play
Dana,
for
Dana. You can't say
and
he did. You can't, Dana, you cannot say he did it if he's admit to doing it. Whatever he said, he admit to
saying,
doing it.
But I'm saying that I don't know if he did or not. You know
but
what
Dana,
I mean?
But Dana, there is no, listen, he's pleading guilty.
Right.
So
that's
plead,
only
you know, so
I don't feel like
guilty.
I don't have
no,
what that brother did or not.
Hey, hear me out.
To be the inside scoop, that just means that he said what he said. But
no,
that's
Dana,
between him
Dana.
And him. I don't know. No, I don't know nothing about it.
This I want you to do. Just do this for me, my lovely Dana. Since you know that's about it, lovely Dana. Why don't you just go in and look at Jesse Jackson's resignation letter, and he's saying that he's under investigation and he's cooperating with the federal government to do everything he can, and so he's stepping down. The point of the matter is he's pleading, he's taking, I'm taking full responsibilities of all the charges that they have in front of me. So, I mean, he's pleading guilty. So I'm saying is, we're not saying if he did it or not. We don't even need a jury for that. We ain't got to get 12 people to say if he did it or not. All he got to do now.
Sometimes when stuff gets to be too bad on them, sometimes they just say they did it so they can get that part over with.
Look at your boy.
He put that guilty to a lesser charge than what they said he did. So, I don't know.
But Dana, what I'm saying is this, Dana. Why are you trying to turn shit to sugar? You can't do it this time. You know, I'm sorry. You can't do it this time. What I'm saying is this, darling. What I'm saying is this. That he admit to doing wrong. So I'm not going to say, ooh, he wearing a wire. He's admit to wearing a wire. He's already done admit that. That's what the paper says. He is informing on people. Now, it all depends who the government wants him to go after. Now, let me give you an example, Dana. There's a lot of people that's trying to put Jesse Jackson on Blagojevich. And like you understand, he might not do it as a setup, what have you. But people don't realize that Rob Blagojevich, he pulled out on the deal when he found out that Jesse was wearing a wire. Now, that means he felt that Jesse was trying to set him up. Now, of course, Jesse was trying to set him up. Jesse was trying to set him up with Robert Nayak, the Indian businessman who the government was investigating for Medicaid fraud, which is why he's in jail now. Now, what he was trying to do was have Rob Blagojevich take some money from a dirty Indian to have proof that he is corrupt. Rob Blagojevich didn't take the money, didn't have the meeting, so the government rushed in. And that's why they said, how can you have a person selling a seat and there's no buyer? Who was buying a seat? Who was buying a seat? And no one said no one's buying a seat, because to say that the federal government was trying to put Rob Blagojevich in an entrapment, they didn't want to go down for that. So that's why Jesse would never get caught for the Rob Blagojevich gun. But what I'm saying is, he was doing stuff like that, sending people, dirty people, to people to get them in trouble. This is what he's been doing. Now, I'm not saying, you know, jump on Jesse. My mama said get off Jesse, so I'm going to leave him alone for a minute, because I don't want to be the one to cause a man to flip the script. You know where I'm coming from? But now, we got this guy, Mel Reynolds. And Mel Reynolds is running to replace Jesse Jackson Jr. Now, I don't know if you was in Chicago when Mel Reynolds was a congressman, but he replaced Gus Savage. Now, Gus Savage won on pro-black nation Islam, down the Palestinian Democrat. You know, the left is a left-wing Democrat. Mel Reynolds tried to take Gus Savage at least three times. The third time, he was successful. And then as soon as he got elected, he got caught up in some sexual improprieties and mail fraud. They say he was having sex with like a 16 or 17-year-old intern from his campaign. But nevertheless, when he came up for re-election, he won. So now he's up for election again. He's trying to win again. And everybody in Chicago say he doesn't have a snowball chance in hell because of those charges on him. But they're forgetting that he really won with those charges on him, and he had to resign. Everybody who had that seat had to resign. It was not as if they got voted out. They resigned out. And all I'm saying is that I feel sorry, and my heart goes out to Jackie and Jesse Sr. Because if the federal government wanted to know something, and Sr. took Jr. to probably a confident meeting, that violated a lot of trust. And there's a whole lot of lives at stake right now. Let me give you an example. There was a shootout just two blocks from Jesse Jackson's office today. Somebody got shot in the Currency Exchange. Two blocks from the congressman, Jesse Jackson, Sandy Jackson's office. Normally that wouldn't happen, take place, even though there's crime in an area like that, but no. Why? Because of fear that then roll down on you. But I don't know who that person was that got shot, what significance it is, but people are really timid and scared around here because you be questioning what you said on tape. People could be in their basement just talking shit. Rob Blagojevich was on the air just talking shit. He wasn't really saying nothing, he just a person just talking stuff. But they got him on jail just talking stuff. None of those things he acted on. He was just popping off. But you add stuff on, you spice stuff together, and now they can build a case against you. That's the sad part about snitching. And I'm not saying you can pray for his family, Dana. Pray for his family, Dana. Please pray for his family. Because I got to pray every day for this Magic Jack. But pray for his family, Dana. But the point I'm trying to say is that... is turning on his family and his friends. And that's something someone should never do, because in the end, all you want to have and all you got is your family and friends, correct? You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
And what was it worth? What was it worth? You know? And so that's why me, myself, I'm thinking about going to Mel Reynolds and give him some theme music for his campaign.
I what would your theme song be?
Now check
what
it out.
What
would his theme song his campaign that he might use. Even though I'm down to Republicans, you know what I'm saying? I got no invested stake in the whole race whatsoever, even though they want me to run. Nah, it's too dirty over there. But here's a theme song for my man Mel Reynolds. And like I said, sexual improprieties, all that, and everything went down. But check me out. Think, about it. Let me know what y'all think about this song. 347-838-9825.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times, and he rises up again. I fell short last night, but it's a new day. And for so long I was in a backslidden state. It's been times that I felt that I fell from grace, but since I'm still alive, I can repent today. Call on Yahweh to wipe my torment away. The love of God just makes me lament away. Come and see how he stuck. New mercies every day. I've been through dark nights, but made it to them sunny days. I lost my mother and that was a devastating blow. It knocked the wind out me, I ain't wanna fight no more. I felt a fornication, porn and masturbation. Stagnant in my spirit, couldn't see elevation. We all sin, yeah, we fall short. But I'm bouncing back like a basketball on the court. We have to treat this walk as if it is a sport. Play the game by the rules, try not to fall no more.
Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man fall seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man fall seven times. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back.
I was like a pig that was all washed up, clean as a whistle, back to wallow in the mud. I was like a dog that just threw up and ran back to it just to lap it up. Almost apostate, abandonment of faith, just because some things wasn't working out my way. I went on my runs like the prodigal son, but back to my father's arms I would have to run. He showed me true love, my father embraced me, when the average person probably would have hated me. After I turned my back and did my own thing, he still accepted me back and made my heart change. Then he purged me with hyssop, then made me get up. I was dark in my heart, but my inner man lit up. Man, what was I thinking? In my sin I was sinking. I didn't profit nothing from all this flesh freezing.
Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man fall seven times. I didn't bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine, Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a just man fall seven times. I didn't bounce back, Jesus made me bounce back.
Greater is he that is in me, man. He that's in the world, boy. Takes my grace through faith. I'm not confined to this world, boy. Satan thought he had me. Daddy ain't raised no sucker. Persevering through struggle to suffer has made me tougher. Even when I lost my mother, felt like I was dying. But I kept the faith that God kept my mind. Put me back on the grind. I'm back on the mission. Contend in any condition, transition, any season drop. All I gotta do. Believe, I don't even doubt. Walking as believers, repping Jesus, that's what we about. Got them all curious, like who was that you sing about? Listening to life music, it'll blow your speakers out. Bang, bang, boom, and I'm booming, I'm busting. Right through my adversary, came from nothing into something. To everyone that wrote me off, God stay with me. If Christ be for me, tell me who can be against me.
Nothing can stop.
stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a death man fall 7 times. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back. Nothing can stop my shine. Lord knows I ain't lying. The world says a death man fall 7 times. I done bounce back. Jesus made me bounce back.
In no way am I trying to encourage somebody that's sinning and displeasing God to continue doing this. I'm just trying to encourage somebody that took a hard fall like me and hit rock bottom. I just want to let you know that if you hit rock bottom like me, you can bounce back. All you got to do is repent and give God your heart back. Get back in the fight and start the run again, baby.
About that for a theme song.
Okay, that sounds good for a theme song to bounce back, especially if you're trying to come back on the scene.
Right,
but
right.
But here's my question for you.
What's that?
Okay. Now, I know we're talking about one subject, but I'm going to change the subject for just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I know you followed the Trayvon Martin thing.
Dana, I need to get on. Hold on, before you go on that. Before you go on that, I'm with you on that. But I'm with you on that. I'm glad you must read my vibe. Stay out my head while I'm telling need on you. I just need on you. Okay, anyway, if they don't like that song for...
I do think it's the theme song, especially if he's trying to come back. But here's what...
Okay. That may be the theme song, too. One more, and then we'll go to what you want to talk about. I want to go on
well,
that.
Well, I'm just going to say anyone that takes a public office and anyone that is a leader or a representative, I can only ask that they be ethical and have ethical behaviors and practice, you know what I'm saying, and have good ethics and morals and use good judgment, because right now we're at a crossroads, and I think in this life, and we're seeing a lot of problems because of the lack of those things. So... you know, whoever is the person that runs for office next, I can only hope that they do it with the right spirit, the right mind, and the right heart, and make the right decisions and the right choices for folks, because they're representing us.
You're right, Dan. That's what they should send a crazy man to Congress. But here's another theme song I got for my man that he might want to use if everybody tell him to get out the race. And he can just tell him, this is why I'm going to do it. And I don't care. I'm just doing it because of...
Cause I win like that isn't what I'm supposed to do.
smiling nigga that ain't trying to work no tendencies. I own my own businesses, never did no fitnesses unless you talking spitting this. Riding off the dealership and someone never took a shit. Mad cause my thoughts are lying, I got my problems too. Only difference is living with him, it ain't no problem too. I don't allow nothing to pause my fast for emotion. Just climbing up the ladder for my downfall, they hope it's open looking at. I know what you expected, I took it past. Mad cause I hustle when I throw it in the bag. Half y'all don't know what it took for me to get it. All you know is you mad to see me leaving with it. That's ignorant, like come on really, like me providing make you wanna kill me. But when I'm struggling and broke, now you fuckers feel me. Now it's just too much in me, I gotta spread my wings. If that make them mad, then let it be.
My biggest song from also, Make Her Mad.
Okay, well, so what do you think about him running for office?
Okay, Dana, did your handler told you to ask me that question?
Did who tell you to ask you that question?
Did your handler tell you to ask me that question? Listen, let me tell you something. Honestly, it's between Debbie Halverson and my political opinion, Mel Reynolds. I think he can pull it off. And because they deserve him, because if they could, he's looking at it like this. If y'all send a crazy man to Congress, you would send a pardoned sex offender because he got pardoned. Bill Clinton pardoned him.
But he's not crazy. He just has some, he got some stuff going on right now. And if that's the case, everybody in this world is crazy. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Dana, stop getting defensive.
It sounds all good and twisted up if you say it like that, but it's not the truth. He's the same person that's been in office, has been handling his business for years.
Dana, he's acting. He's an acting, and he's. Dana, here's the sad part, Dana. The man wants a crazy check. So we ask for the crazy check, Dana. What does that says? When you want the crazy check, Dana, listen, there's people out here got a little problem, what have you, but they're not on a crazy check. And then there's those who get a crazy check.
I disagree. I think that at any point in someone's life, they can be going through some trials and some tribulations. They can have some concerns. And I don't what I would say is crazy. I just say he's human. And he's just like the rest of us. And if stuff get piled on us too heavy, then guess what? We may start crying too.
You snap.
The only difference is that he was able to go and get help, and help was provided to him, which is honestly a very honorable thing. Because a strong person is the one that stands up and raises their hand and say, hey, help me.
Dana, you're
turn.
Putting sugar on shit. The guilty
no,
man. No, Dana. Let me read the section again, what the in the article says. There are two ways you can get a 5K one. Pet letter. One is when you can plead to the government. Two, if you are mentally insane. So either he is mentally insane. Now, somebody mentally insane, they ain't mean they're going through things. I got issues. You know, they're out there like Tommy James. We ain't saying people out there Tommy James in it.
No, it does mean that they got issues.
No,
that's
when Dana, when you're mentally ill, listen, when you become mentally ill, when you get mentally ill, it's way beyond issues. It's time for medication. And if weed can help you, if weed or beer can medicate your ass, what else we take out there? If weed, medicate, or a cup of coffee.
Now.
I don't know, I'm just doing most people take medicate, self-medication, cup of coffee, whatever
you
take to calm the asses down.
It's a message
listen,
your
Dana. Dana, I'm not going on a man crying. I'm not going on a man walking around D.C. in a karate suit. I'm not going along with a man with a tattoo, Boosie on his arm. I'm not going on with none of that stuff. I'm not going to man home guard. Tell me this time I'm going to pay $40,000 to get my house. I'm not going to spend none of all that. I'm not going to say none of all that, Dana. I ain't going to bring none of all that up. But what I am going to bring up is this. He's getting a crazy check, and I told my mother I was going to mention it because I want the man to stick himself. Stick yourself. I want him to stick himself.
All I'm saying is that people in glass houses should not throw stones.
And that's why I'm whistling. Listen, and that's why I'm whistling past the grave, Dana. And that's why I'm whistling past the graveyard, because his he threw stones in glass houses. And now the only part about it is Dana.
Also be in that same position.
Somebody once said
that's
this. Don't wear a skirt when you climb up the ladder. You know why, Dana? Because everybody can see your ass. So, bottom line is this. What he's doing is informing on his friends. And if the man got pressure, that made him snap, Dana, you're right, Dana. You know, he has a lot of pressure on somebody. You have to understand that. But when you want the crazy check and the medicine that go with the crazy check, then that lets me know that you've been perpetrating a fraud. You've been just dealing. You've been, I don't want to diss the mentally handicapped. I don't want to go there because, you know, kids are people too. Kids are people too, wackadoo. But now, let's segue to another wackadoo moment. And you were saying something about the Trayvon Martin case, Dana. Elaborate what you're trying to go with there. Let me see, are we thinking about the same level?
Oh, my God. Did you see your boy sitting up there with the bloody nose and the busted up face today? And they're trying to say they took that off the same day that he went to jail. Come on, they show his picture.
Oh,
he
Dana.
Don't have one
Dana,
bruise.
Stop. You're not in my head. I take back all the things I just said about you. But I'll say this about you. There's another case similar to Trayvon Martin that people are not talking about.
Oh, I saw that one in Florida.
Same place, same state. What
but
you know about
it? Well, he left the funeral. I mean, he left the wedding, right?
Tell me about it. Tell me what you know about it.
Oh, so, you know, I can only go by what I saw in the news, of course, in the newspaper. And he left the wedding. He had just gotten back in contact with his son, who he had been apparently, you know, they had lost contact or whatever. And he went to the wedding, and then on his way back, him and his young boy had some words. And then he decided to pull out a gun and shoot him. And now, guess what rule he's using? Guess what law he's using?
What law is he using?
He's using the stand your ground law.
No way.
So, I know. Now,
where's Al Sharpton?
Now, on the heels of that comes your boy with a busted up face talking about this is a picture. I think they said it was taken on an iPhone by the police. Now, the police.
Where's
camera,
Al Sharpton? No. Get off Trayvon. That's just today's potatoes. Where's Al Sharpton in Florida for the boy who got shot in the drive-by?
Huh?
Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson about the boys you got shot in the drive-by? Where's outrage on that case, Dana?
Was this dude in a drive-by?
The white man drove by on him, Dana, and shot because his music was too loud.
Shut up.
Am I correct, Stephanie? About the Florida case. Am I saying it right? The man just
That's
used a
crazy.
Drive-by.
Now, I didn't know it went down like that. That is some freaking crazy mess.
Hold on. We got another confirmation. We're trying to get the story
correct. All I heard was that the car, he pulled up in his car. The white guy pulled up in his car.
European Caucasian.
I don't know if he was from Europe.
If he's a white guy, you said, you're African American? Call me European American. I'm trying to be politically correct.
He said their music was too loud. They exchanged words. And the guy was in the back seat of the car. So he shot into the car and shot him while he was sitting in the back seat of the car. And then he drove off and left town. He left town at night.
And what, is he trying to use the stand your ground law, Ebony?
Yes. He's using stand your ground, but he left his ground.
Now.
Right. He stood his ground then only till the ground is long enough to commit the crime. Then he didn't need the ground no more, right, basically?
Right. So what I'm saying is this. Where is the outrage? Hey, Dana, where's the outrage? Where is Reverend Al Sharpton?
I don't know where he is. I can't answer that
Dana,
question.
Don't you think, Dana, you see, you can all see, as a political strategist, if the black masses are upset with the Stand Your Ground law, here's a great opportunity to rally behind that, to keep the Trayvon Martin case alive, and to eradicate that law because you're looking at the law to hunt out and kill people like that. So I'm saying it's a prime opportunity to bring that law to the forefront. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, because what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander, obviously.
So that's why I am saying, where is the voice of representation for that guy? He had a father. He had a mother. He might have had no Skittles. He might even have a hoodie on. He's minding his own business.
Wasn't even his car.
Wasn't even his car. He's in the back of somebody else's car.
Okay, so what do you think the difference is then?
The difference is no one cares when a black man gets shot and lets black folks go down and march, and then the government got to send somebody down to shut it up before the vote get taken over. So ain't nobody marching. If a bunch of college kids go down and marching, then the government goes to send them down there and say how to stop it. Don't go there. Let's go down and talk to people. I know people. I'll talk to people. That's what happened. And that's why Trayvon Martin ain't been talked about no more. Let's be real, Danny Dane. Let's be real. You see, you put your faith
in
the...
Well, first of all, your boy trying to pretend like he was all busted up. Here, baby.
But, let's see, but is anyone talking about it, Dana? No. No one cares.
I mean, for one thing, he's trying to act like he was all busted up in the face. And, you know, so he was justified in what he did. It was crazy.
But no, Dana, yes, that is so true. That is crazy.
He's just coming up with a different injury ever on a daily basis almost. He had no bruises. You know what I'm saying? Now they got new autopsy revealing. It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
But Dana, is anyone making noise about it? Is it hitting the headlines, Dana? That's what I'm asking you.
No, because it's not in the news like it was. That's why.
Why
and as long as the story isn't publicized all over the place, then it's not on the forefront of people's minds. So that's part of the problem right there.
Right. I can understand that. But you know the problem is when you ain't got a name, no one cares about you. So when everybody started doing that, everybody got to get their name out there. You know, everybody got to get their name out there. If you had a name, Dana, how would you get your name out there?
I would get my name out there by promoting peace and love, Jimmy.
Peace and love, Dana.
Tranquility.
Well, I know somebody who told me.
And trying to make this world a better place.
Well, even though it's open lines, open mic money, and I like to discuss, I like playing music. But listen, Dana, real talk. I know somebody who told me this is how they get their name out there.
What you mean? That's how they get their name out there.
I don't know about the music. I had a bad connection because, you know something? My internet is, the system dropped down. Well, let me put it back up. See, I was leaning into a segue to a song, and what I was trying to say is only one way for someone to be able to get their name out there. And then I thought I hit the song, and then come on, and it was dead air. And then you came back like how, and it kind of blew the little segue up. So what I'm gonna do now is now I got everything logged back up.
Hold on. Me that I ruined the moment, Jimmy? You know my feelings about to be hurt, right?
Oh no! From what I'm hearing, you never ruin the moment, even though the moment might ruin you.
My heart has been broken on the Jimmy
like
Underground show.
even though I say you have not destroyed the moment, may have destroyed you. But the point I'm saying is the best way for someone to get their name out, okay, it's like this.
Dwayne the Rock on the track, feel it.
Yeah.
Go looking out on the track, the rock. Know how we do.
Fuck these niggas that can't be serious. Chuck D, gotta say it like it really is. Fuck it up with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I pay y'all to
what? Your dad's in my name.
Now, that's how you get your name out there.
Okay, no, I gotta tell you, Jimmy.
What's up?
I gotta tell you, that song is so freaking hot. I was thinking about that song today. Earlier today. I was like, dang, that song is off the freaking south of chain.
So, listen. Need some water. No, so did I, and then I couldn't wait to play it, so I was trying to find a way to lean in to it. That's some real Army and Charlie Dynamite. Man, that is hot. And a lot of people have been requesting on it. I'm trying to see if it might make our top 10, but we had a lot of hits for it because it was funky. Matter of fact, before I get back on the topic, let me play it again for everybody that is out there listening to Royal Army.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. Can't be serious. Chuck D gotta say it like it really is. Pocket stuff with cheese like affiliates. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. For niggas, I pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, to have a life.
Yeah, it's hot. It is hot though. But anyway, what I was trying to say, Dan, is no one cares.
Jimmy, I don't think we know how to get your name out there.
Unless your name is out there, nobody cares. Unless your name is out there.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we know how to get your name out there. You may need to tell us one more time.
Oh, okay, Dan. Okay, you want it again, then I'll do it.
Dwayne the Rock on the track. Feel it.
Yeah. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. Can't be serious. Chuck D gotta say it like it really is. Pocket stuff with cheese like affiliates. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even
I just, you know, everybody. It's kind of hot though. Beat is funky. The voice is nice. The little chicks in the background. Very catchy, very catchy. I'm gonna see where it lands on NMT, New Music Thursday. I'm gonna see where it's gonna go at that. But no, what I'm saying is, Dana, this would be outcry because somebody just got shot on some Stand Your Ground law. That means people really don't care about the Stand Your Ground law. It was just a flash in the past moment, Dana. And right now, the only one concerned about Trayvon Martin is you. That's it, you.
Well, that's a shame.
Now, let me flip the script again. Let me go international. This is my people in the Senate, man, get off Susan Rice, everybody. Get off Susan Rice because she was a UN ambassador. She did not have the qualified, if you want to believe what everyone says. I will believe them too, the media. She didn't have the proper talking points when she went on those newsstands area. What I think it is a distraction by the Clinton camp that is trying to hide their inadequacy because the turmoil that we have all around the world is our State Department fault. What happened to Benghazi is nobody's fault but Hillary Clinton's, and she should be having the blame and not Susan Rice. So I believe y'all should get off her and get back on Hillary Clinton because that's where the blame lies. And no, Bill, I don't think you should be UN Ambassador to Ireland, boy. Pack that up, Nick. Dude, no, that shouldn't even be happening your route. But back to Hillary Clinton. What has she done as Secretary of State? You know, I want somebody to tell me, text me, what have you. I mean, She messed up with the Russia hookup. Where we gonna start all over? I mean, look how we doing in Syria. Look what's going on over there in Afghanistan. We can't get that right. Look how we doing over there in Libya. You know, we toppled the dictator. Look what's going on in Egypt. I mean, we can't even get countries around the world, if you support Israel, to not back the UN and giving Israel membership. I'm just saying, she ain't really did a high-tech job, but everybody want to blame the black woman. You know, so come on, old white men, back off, y'all. Real talk, because you're going to mess it up for Condi when she comes in. Don't tarnish the right name. You can't tarnish the right name because Condi, you know what I'm saying? All right, that's just my little running off at the mouth, you know, Dana, and stuff like that. But back, you know, but back to what I was saying about
Charlie Dynamite. Oh,
not Charlie Dynamite. Jesse, I feel sorry for him, you know, and I'm gonna dedicate this song to him because his career is over, and it's the death of his career is at hand. And let me see if I can get this song.
He can bounce back. Look, he can bounce back. If your boy can bounce back, he can bounce back too.
If your boy bounce back. Well, no, I think his career is dead and it's over.
I think he did a good job.
Well, listen,
you
this is you just.
He had a hard time like everybody else, but he held
it. What life would be, where you will go after you die.
Ever sit back and get a little too high, start thinking what happens to you when you die, does your soul rest where your coffin is, or death just a metamorphosis, life go on in the mental form, if we live a good life will we get reborn, is it a heaven or we trapped in hell, where do we go from here, nobody came back to tell, if we reincarnated or perish in time, could you shine with darkness and inherit your mind, and your eyes closed for good, you out the galaxy now. It's a subconscious dream, our reality now. Missing the brain with no physical frame. Could we return to the hood on a spiritual plane? Ask yourself if I pass tonight. Am I prepared for what's after life? Kick death in the ass, become one with the creator, till my mind is greater, get insight so I can design and find data, to my third eye, give me your bird's eye view, focus on my ghost is on the curb by you, watching you mourn my death like I'm lost in time, what would you even if I don't cross your mind, when you pull out liquor, I'm catching the cognac, when you pull out a split, I'm catching the contact, trying to look after my people, that trapped in evil playing, craft the CeeLo to get gas and kilos, and still do some of the things I love to do, hang on the streets, up in the club or two, see women and catch them in their wildest dreams, possess them, make them do the wildest things, in my peace what I'ma do is pray that you rest, and my kids keep them away from the angel of death, so just in case if I pass tonight, yo I'm prepared for what's after life.
Where you will go after you die.
isn't for me. MLK had a dream, I guess it wasn't for the team. I think I need a camera, cause I'm making history. Talking about all my good times and these memories. Cooking up dreams, working with the right recipes. Give you what is left of me, because the stress is draining me. Thanks to all my exes, I can tell the pain is training me. Break the chuck for the luck, for a quick nut. But 1923, Rosewood, are you hearing me? Hang me in a tree if you wanna put the blame on me. Shaming me for asking questions, already got the answers to. Fighting for these answers while these people go bananas, making something into nothing. Ignorance is bliss, call me nigga if you diss. The story is dismissed, and yes, it's dismissed, and history is missed. And these are the thoughts of a young black MC. Fan out late,
so immature,
yeah, maybe
six. So immature thoughts,
kissing all these girls.
So immature,
living in my own world.
So immature thoughts,
staying out late.
So immature,
yeah, maybe six.
So immature thoughts,
kissing all these girls.
What up, Jay? Check. I tell these people that it all takes patience. Time to make greatness, I'm that in the making. Back in this place with my hat back, backpack full of lost dreams. That moment that you realize shit ain't what it all seems. Then you start to lose hope and you start to give it up. Never give a whole love, never give a nigga trust. At no point I'm dying down, might as well live it up. Trying to find life's purpose in a blunt. I done took it from being a class clown to laying these tracks down. Had these rappers in the coffin, way I make them back down. It's high death, man, what else is new? Killing lame rappers when I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me stop, Jay, I'm going off topic. Back to this real shit, you have to feel this. I have to kill this, it's all fun and games. To the day reality decides to slap you in the face. Send you back to square one. Don't ever judge a nigga until you walk the mile. In his air once, Jay West, Dave Renzo, Martin Morte. Yeah, living in the fast lane, writing lyrics, rolling planes. Yeah. Writing lyrics, rolling planes, living in the fast lane. Writing lyrics, rolling planes. High death. Mature thoughts, nigga.
Sorry for the music delay. People don't open line Mondays, but people start saying play. Anyway, Dana. So,
no.
You ain't got to defend Junior as hard as you want to be, but I know you ain't going to give me no opinion on the Susan Rice and what's going on in Benghazi and the Hillary Clinton deal. I'm going to wait till you become a civilian and get your opinions, and then I might have you as my military expert, but for my show. But as far as Junior's concerned, just go look at the article in the Sun-Times, December 1st. It's an opinion. Should Jesse Jackson cooperate with the feds? Go in there and read it. I'm not saying that you should not say the man did any good things or did not do any good things, but if you purposely try to soil or dirty or get people locked up because you're in trouble, get somebody in trouble because you're in trouble, then, man, hey, you got to live with yourself. You gotta look, you know, you gotta deal with the man in the mirror, like Mike say. You know. And we can go to peace and love, love and peace. But, you know, ain't no fun when the rapper got a gun and my man isn't hiding. He hasn't came out, no one know where he's at. It might be good, could the feds say you need to stay out the limelight, don't get no interviews, don't get no press, don't be seen. And he's cooperating fully. But Chicago will never be the same. Every day something different is happening every day. And the fact that a daily got arrested here in Chicago for manslaughter from 2004, 8 years ago shows that Obama ain't playing. And I be saying this is what Obama is doing.
That's what I'm telling you. He's doing the right thing.
Listen,
you gotta give him a spot
Dana,
on that.
Dana, I'm not complaining. You see,
he is doing the right thing.
Dana, see, Dana, and that's the oxymoron part of my argument. That's the oxymoron part of my argument, as my man Keith Robinson say. That's my speedy turtle argument. Because he is doing the right thing by destroying the crooked, corrupt machine. And in the end, he probably never get credit for it. But he's going to make a way for the next Republican revolution. So I applaud him and what he's doing because he's making a smooth way for me. But right. But how he's doing it and what he's doing is very wrong. And a lot of people are going to get hurt. A lot of families are going to be destroyed. That's all I'm saying. A lot of families are going to be destroyed. A lot of people are going to get hurt. And that's
no,
not.
No, he's getting hurt anyway. You know what? Let me tell you something. An honorable man will stand up in the face of adversity. You know.
What about the woman?
I'm a woman. Look, I'm a woman 100% through and through. So anytime I use the term man, don't get it wrong and don't get it twisted. It goes both ways. But honorable man. What'd you say, Ebony?
Mankind. Everything
mankind. Oh, mankind. I'm sorry. Okay, mankind.
Not the wrestler, everybody.
But an honorable person stands up in the face of adversity, and they do the right thing. See, the true test, and the true testament is not based on what you do when times are going well. It's when you can stand up and be that person you need to be, even if it means, hey, I'm gonna take a little bit of flack for that. And so I gotta give his props.
Well, that is true too, Dana. I'm not because in a Machiavellian crazy, I'ma get you sucker kind of way. You know, a lot of people who are doing wrong shouldn't do wrong, and you shouldn't violate the people's trust. The people put you in there. You know, hey, Junior would have you on the wire. Or Junior would be nowhere near your camp.
But you know what this says?
If you wasn't dirty, Junior came to you and came for you. So you're right on that.
I'm going to tell you something. But what it says is that he is very fair. And Dana, stop.
You don't get me booed up the air with his arm. And everybody else says you get paid by the checks on the table. Stop it. Stop it now.
Look. Well, if I am, I need to find that table.
But listen, people like even your congressman is scared. Even your congressman is scared. Bobby Rush is scared. Danny Davis is scared. Every black politician in Crook County is shaking in their boots. We just got Rahm Emanuel elected. There was a black meeting of all the black heads of power to meet an Operation Push. And they came together and took Danny Davis out the race and came for, what's her name, Ebony? Kara Mosey Braun. And they told her they would give her all the money and back her. She go out there, nobody backs her. Rahm get elected. Everybody that was in the meeting, back to Rahm Emanuel. But the point I'm saying is, during that meeting, things were said, deals been made, and people was talking. My problem is that all that is on tape and wire, and no one can look at the Jacksons, not only Jesse Jr., but the Jackson's father, as credible, because there's been lots of meetings that he took his son in, and the son was wearing a wire. And on good faith, those people let Jesse in because who he was, not knowing that he would bring someone like his son to the table. See, there's a lot of things and a lot of people that are going to get hurt. You know, he's almost like Fredo. He wasn't Sonny. He wasn't Michael. He was Fredo. And now here go poor little Fredo, all in trouble now, singing to the feds. See, Fred, if people were Godfather, Fredo was trying to get Mike popped. You know, he was working with Johnny Iola all the time, setting his brother up, trying to get his brother pop. You see, so I was arguing with somebody today, and they say he getting taking his family down. I said, nah, he ain't going to do that. Nah, this black man won't do that. But, hey, the most unscrupulous thing for any black man to do, really, is incriminate someone else falsely. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Good. But if you're going to manufacture the evidence so the witness that you bear is true, then you still are unscrupulous. And there is no covering that up, darling Dana. You know, it is what it is. But in the end, but you're right, in the end, the justice that come out of it, hey, like my man said in the last song, the last big dance number in The Wiz, everybody look around. There's a brand new feeling coming, see? Can you? I know that. I'll try singing the line. Everybody look around. There's reason to be joyous, you see.
Hello, there.
Yeah. Can you feel a brand new day type of stuff? So, and it's going to be, like I said, the Democratic Cook County Recorder Deeds is in trouble now. You got the Cook County State Attorney, she's in trouble now. The Cook County State's Attorney, Illinois State's Attorney. And they all got sworn in just yesterday. And they're in trouble already. Federal states are investigating right now.
But see,
with a lot of vacancies. And the fact that a daily got a red Dana. Dana. The fact that.
But listen.
I agree. But listen to the magnification of what I'm saying. A daily got arrested for manslaughter.
And did he kill somebody?
Yeah.
He got arrested for doing a committed crime.
Listen, in 2004.
You know what? You know it's better late than never.
I ain't tripping on that. That's what mama say, too. I'm not tripping. But people in Chicago, like, when it happened, like, what? It's almost like Michael Cormier. It shocked everybody. And I think they waited till his wife died, Maggie died, for the man to move on. But it's difficult to say. But, you know, Chicago's not going to be the same. It's going to be the summer of inquiries, almost like the Spanish Inquisition. Everyone's going to be deemed a heretic.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. The nice thing is that people aren't protected by a name. If you did it.
I know. Back in the day. No, I hear you. A name meant something
what
back in the day.
Say, if you did it, then say you did it or something, have a
right.
gut. Whatever.
Right. Right. Like even Irvin Johnson. Nobody knows.
He's not the most proficient rapper, but that was my ludicrous impression.
That's funny. Like your boy Irvin Johnson. No one knows Irvin Johnson. All they know is Magic Johnson. Not Magic Jack, Magic Johnson. But anyway. It's just
right.
sad.
You didn't say you did it. Something have a gut.
Right. Well, listen. The man got rid of his gut. Let's be real. The man got rid of his gut, put a band on it, and that's called the day. But here's something quietly. No one has heard from his wife. They're looking for his wife. Where's Sandy? She's hiding. Here you are the alderman of a ward. You're an alderman. You don't go to council meetings. You don't go to committee meetings. Yeah, everybody looks. You get no show. But listen. She has
not
been
in those meetings right now. Nothing is more important than her family.
She needs
take
to sit down.
Take care of your family.
What about the people in the world? But Dana, I agree with you. But do you agree that the people in that neighborhood need services?
And they do need services. And she's been getting
services.
If
she can't do
it,
if she needs to take care of family, listen. She needs to take care of family.
No, that's bull. You don't step down because you got something going on.
But she's out of town. She's out of Ohio. Her family's in Chicago. She's in Ohio. Her man in Chicago.
Who does that? Somebody at Walmart got a problem. Guess what? They go on leave. Somebody wife have a baby. They go on their family leave.
Hey, guess what? Hey, Dana,
you
guess what?
Sick,
Hey, Dana, guess what? When your man is sick, guess what, Dana? When your man is in Chicago and you're not in Chicago with your man, guess what? You're not taking care of family business.
You're taking care of That's a solid marriage. That's what that is. That's solid marriage.
Oh, they dance.
Anytime you can cross the water and help your man, shoot. That's
Queen
said
dance.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling. The night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she's been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed, judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She's shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queenpin.
Yeah, okay, Dan, that's all I got to say about that.
So here's what I was thinking, Jimmy, okay?
Yeah.
I think I got a pretty good ear for good music, right? Like, whenever I'm on your show and I'm, like, hearing this good music, I'm like, Jimmy, that was a hit. Ebony, that's hot. That's a good song, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking that maybe I should make me a song. Now, I don't have no beats. I don't have a producer. In fact, I don't even have lyrics.
Well, watch your testimony down and come testify on the air, and we bring my man Dizzy Storm back. He can provide a little beat tracks, and your girl Sunita, she writes the hook, and we get your home girl from Kansas City, and she can be on the guitar. So we just go from that point on, and have a little band.
That's what I'm thinking. But
yeah.
Well, I want to know if I'm going to be played on the top 10. That's important to me. So I need to know.
I don't know. We know how top 10 go. It's what the people like. It's for the people. I ain't got no control of it because honestly, I would have snuck Charlie Dynamite on there last week on some like check this out shit. You know, I'd have put that on there because that was hot. And I knew it was hot when I played it before I played it. But by me introducing it now and everybody's liking it now, it's
That's how to change.
Yeah, it is. And so, like I said, I ain't got no control, but if you drop a cut, Dana, I'll put it out there. I mean, my son's got cuts I ain't played on the air. You know what I'm saying?
So
say you. My brother got cuts I ain't played on the air yet.
One day, I'm going to challenge you to a top 10 song off. You choose your songs, and I choose my songs. And then we have to let the listeners vote on whose list is the best.
Well, Dana, funny you say that because I'm getting a Jimmy Lee top 100. And I'm going to start putting, I'm going to put 5 cuts on a day, 70 votes I make to see what place they're going for, find out in the top 100. And probably a week before New Year's, I'm going to play the top 100. You know, a rare time, you know, cuts to Jimmy Underground Radio from the year I've been on.
But I think it's only fair that I get first dibs on the music.
Mm-hmm.
So I can
yeah.
check the deck on my side. Oh, did you find that song? The one I told you, Gone Too Soon. The Michael Jackson track.
No, I didn't. Well, listen. I'm going to write out what my cut car. This Common Sense Heaven in the background I'm rocking with. And I'm going to play this tune out. Now, I'm going to get off Jesse, everybody. I got one more week in my frustration because the man going to a lot of stress and pressure because he's taking everybody down. And my mother told me to get off him. I'm going to get off him. Because me and my mom was arguing about that all day today. But, you know, I'm on her wishes. I'm going to get off the boy. Because her and her mama cool. My mom is mama cool. So I'm going to leave the guy alone. You know, he's stitching on the sound. I'm going to leave the guy alone. You know what I'm saying? Wire wearing cat. I'm going to get off him. But anyway, it's going down in the side town, y'all. Everybody like that. So stay tuned in for news. Tomorrow's Talk to Me Tuesday. It's whatever y'all want to talk about, and we can roll from that point on. Anything you want to say, Dana?
I want you to look and see if you can find those photos that they were showing today of your boy with his nose all bloodied and his face all beat up.
Okay.
Because I would definitely like to talk about that.
Okay. I do that. Well, listen, I say good night. May God be with you. Don't tune out yet, everybody. Just check out my man, Common Song. He's got a lot of people on here. Some classic. AJ Bodge, CeeLo, everybody dig it. Good night. May God be with you. Check it out, Dana.
Good night. Good night, Ebony.
Man, I guess the computer found the volume on it. Yeah, I found the volume. Just gonna get it on there.
Understanding nothing. spending the day with your grandchildren, listening to their voices and laughter and play. And then at the end of the day, we hug, we kiss, and slowly they walk away. And then suddenly, they turn and rush back to me and hug me around the knee. Yeah, that's heaven to me.